Well, babe, you're officially a mom.
And you're officially a dad.
So, my wife Angela is definitely my favorite blogger, YouTuber extraordinaire, and she's a pretty amazing wife, I must add.
And my guess is that a lot of you have seen my husband Matt on TV or in the movies, Wyatt from Timeless, Liam from 90210, anyone? How about Chicago from Pitch Perfect 3? I mean, he's bringing the sexy.
All right. So, if you guys didn't know, Angela and I created a podcast called Hello Bump to chronicle our journey as expecting first-time parents.
We really just started it for something for us to look back on, but we ended up really loving our weekly chats.
Yeah, so much that we couldn't stop there. I mean, now is the fun part, right? Now is the payoff for the 9 months of pregnancy. Now is where our life begins.
And we have a brand new beautiful baby girl, and we're so in love.
We want you guys to come on this new journey with us of figuring out, frankly, how to raise this little thing.
We know it's going to be tough at times, but we also know that the rewards are great.
Yeah, we're going to be chatting week to week about the joys and the struggles of learning how to do this parenting thing.
And I'm pretty sure we'll mess up a lot.
But from every mistake comes a lesson that hopefully we can pass on to you. So join us on this wild ride as we undertake our newest challenge, parenthood.
Hello, baby.
Top of the morning to ya. Or afternoon.
Whenever you're listening.
Or whenever you're listening. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're on the treadmill. Maybe you're on a jet ski. Maybe you're on...
A jet ski?
Maybe you're driving a dump truck.
What?
Maybe you're doing a backhoe.
What's doing a backhoe? You mean operating a backhoe?
Despite what you think it means,
yeah,
you little nasty, nasty.
I don't even know what to
I'm
do
I'm talking
with that.
About construction.
Mm-hmm. Sure you are.
Well, wherever you're listening, however you're listening, welcome. You have downloaded or clicked on, listened to episode number 22 of Hello Baby Podcast. I am your co-host. My name is Matt Lanter.
And I'm your other co-host, Angela Lanter.
Yep. And if you can't tell by the last name, she is my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Not your sister.
No, not your sister. Not your cousin.
Yeah.
Or your mom.
Mm-mm.
Or your daughter.
Mm-mm. And she has created a little life with me, and her name is McKinley. She's over 6 months old. Mm-hmm. And this is our podcast, and we talk about all things baby and parenting.
Yep, we do.
And for the most part, it's pretty fun and pretty stupid and... All of the above. But hey, we have fun and we hope you guys do too. Anyway, so this is a fun week, huh? We got the whole family out. Well, my whole family.
Mm-hmm.
We got my sister and her husband and the 2 9-year-old twins. We got my mom out. We've had a lot of company lately.
We have.
It's been fun. And they are actually at Universal Studios right now. And we're going to head over there in a little bit. But we wanted to get on here, record this podcast, and talk about something that, I guess we've been teasing this for quite a while now on the podcast.
Maybe like 2 months worth of teasing? I don't know. These have been sitting in our DMs on Instagram for a very long time, and I feel bad about that.
Well, yeah.
But we've gathered a couple more fails ourselves in that time.
Yeah. So, well, what it is parenting fails.
Yeah. You're so talented.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Everybody has parenting fails. We're first-time parents, right? So we're going to fail. There's going to be times when we fail. So
yeah,
let's hop in.
There's going to be times that we fail a lot.
And let's talk about it. Here we go.
Let's do it.
This episode is sponsored by our friends over at Kind Snacks. Kind Snacks are some of our favorite snacks in our household. We love Kind Snacks. Matter of fact, one of my favorites is peanut butter dark chocolate. I just literally ate one before we started this podcast. But don't take my word for it. You can go over to kindsnacks.com, and our Hello Baby listeners can now try 20 Kind Snacks for $20 with their new snack pack. That's 50% off your first snack pack when you subscribe to it through Snack Club. It's Kind's monthly subscription service. So they've got over 7 unique product lines, including, what are some of the other flavors? Oats and honey, toasted coconut, granola clusters, sea salt, just Kind's crunchy peanut butter bar. I think I've already said, a protein bar, by the way. I think I've already said, anything peanut butter, you got me sold. Anyway, visit kindsnacks.com/baby to take advantage of this special offer. That is kindsnacks.com/baby. That's B-A-B-Y. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, first, before we hop in, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I just wanted to check in.
Yeah?
In your personal life. How are your feelings and your emotions right now?
Are you my therapist or my husband?
Well, for the next however many seconds.
My feelings are positive. I have positive feelings.
About parenthood and babies and
yeah,
I feel like motherhood and all that.
I feel like it's getting better. Like,
really?
There have been times in the past 6 months that things have been hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like every day it's getting easier and she's getting easier and she's getting happier and she's developing this little personality and it makes it all worth it.
Hmm.
You know, like those first 3 months, they're kind of like little slugs. I've said that before. But
yeah.
That's accurate. That's an accurate depiction of what a baby is like in those newborn freshie days.
Right.
You know?
We call them freshies here at Hello Baby Podcast.
Because they are freshies. They're fresh to this world and they smell fresh.
She still smells good.
She does. She smells good all the time.
Okay. Well, good.
What about you? How are your feelings?
Yeah, I'm good. I at moments there, I get overwhelmed with it. But then on days when like I feel good, my body feels good, then I'm ready to go and I love it. And you're right. She's totally getting more interactive and just smiling and all that stuff. I guess now, there's always milestones and steps, but I was thinking the next big one is maybe saying something, but
yeah.
I don't know. It could still be pretty far away. So.
Or a crawl. A crawl is probably pretty close because she's flipping all over the place now. Just rolling all over.
Yeah.
A little roly-poly.
Well, let's talk about what we came here to talk about. Parenting fails.
Yep.
Now, you and I have had several parenting fails.
Yes, we have.
Combined. I've had several. You've had several. I think this is something that every parent does. And especially new parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stuff you sometimes don't think about. You don't think it's going to happen. You don't realize it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It is a live and learn kind of a scenario with the kid.
Well, it's also things that you swear will never happen, and then they somehow end up happening on your watch.
And you know what? Parenting fails are going to continue to happen for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the next 18 years.
I mean, little electrical shocks here and there. It's going to happen.
That's a little much.
All right. Well, I'm just kidding.
A little much.
Well, hopefully not. It's God forbid. No, but look, things happen, okay? Now, we've compiled a small list of things that we've done. We've also been asking you guys, our faithful listeners, for little stories of parenting fails yourself.
Yeah.
We actually considered having my sister on or my brother-in-law or even my mom to talk about parenting fails with me. But they're gone at the moment, but who knows, maybe we'll get them on at some point. But I think we should just hop into some of our own fails.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe this is going to make us feel better about ourselves after we see, hopefully, some of your comments after you listen to this episode and say, no, I did the same thing. And it's definitely going to make me feel better to tell some of these other stories of other parenting fail podcasts. But look, let me just throw out a blanket disclaimer. In no way, shape, or form would we ever be happy or laugh or giggle about a kid being hurt unless they're okay at the end of the day.
Right.
So,
because I'm actually really bad at laughing when people get hurt. And kids I laugh at for sure getting hurt, not if it's serious, it's just like a little boo-boo. But I laugh at you getting hurt all the time. I laugh at my mom getting hurt. When mama, oh my gosh. I remember one time she opened a cabinet, turned around and walked smack, head first in the cabinet. And I laughed for days over that. We all did. She laughed about it after.
Look.
After she cussed everyone out.
I'm going to put this out there. And y'all, you can think I'm a bad person. It's okay. I don't really care. I laugh at little kids getting not hurt, but when like America's Funniest Home Videos, when a little kid throws a beach ball or something and it bounces right back and hits them in the face and knocks them off their feet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Those are some of my favorite videos.
You can't not laugh at those moments. I'm sorry.
Well, look, because they're not really hurt. It just scares them. And
yeah.
I think it's just hilarious when little kids stumble and fall and things like that.
It really
is. If they're not actually hurt. So without further ado, let's hop in a couple of our parenting fails that we've experienced in this 6 months of life. So what is the first one, Angela?
So the very first one on my list, we have a short list. We only have four on my list, unless you have other ones that you're thinking
of. Well, honestly, we could probably think of more.
We could think of more, but these are the ones that just like really stood out to me.
Okay.
Then I feel like we've talked about this one on the podcast before, but it's Soka eating my breast milk.
Yeah. Parenting fail.
It was just quack, quack. And puppy fail, like dog mom fail.
So the story with that is, we already told it, but in case you didn't catch that episode, the story with that is I was feeding the baby some oatmeal, which mm-hmm. we mix with breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
And I had set the bowl down. So I guess this is sort of my fail. I had set the bowl down because I was feeding her in her little Mamaru one jumper thingamajig. Not a jumper, but like a, it's like electronic and it bounces up and down like a kangaroo or a car or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeding her, so I was sitting on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Put the spoon down, put the bowl down.
Yep.
I went to do something with her. Maybe change her, maybe wipe her face.
Maybe put her down for a nap,
A nap or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Well, we come back down, and later, Angela goes, Did you eat like the rest of her breast milk oatmeal? And I was like, are you insane? No, I did not eat your breast milk oatmeal or the rest of the baby's oatmeal. Why would I do that? Why would you say that?
Because I couldn't calculate in my head how her bowl was so clean.
It was like, and shiny clean.
And I think that I was thinking Soka must have done this, but I wanted to rule out that you didn't do it.
I don't think you did. You just went straight for me.
Well, if I ask Soka, she's not going to answer me, you know? That's not how that works.
Well, so anyway, we figured out that the dog came in and cleaned up the bowl of oatmeal, breast milk. Breast milk, oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. The dog loves breast milk.
Mm-hmm. That was not one of her finest moments, and she's still, you know, like on our shiitake list for the most part, almost every day.
Yeah.
So, you know.
The poor dog is struggling to find a place in this world now. And the barking and all that stuff, it's been happening for quite a while, but it's just gotten real bad now with the baby. She just doesn't like the baby still at 6 months. You know, we were really hoping for one of those, you see those YouTube videos of like the dog sleeping beneath the bassinet and so protective, and our dog is not like that.
I thought that was going to be us.
No,
I did.
I knew it wasn't. No, I knew she was a snot. I did. I knew she wasn't going to. Our dog does not like the baby. She won't even let the baby touch her. It's really sad.
It is sad. Anyways.
So that's our number one fail.
That is number one.
What's number two on your list?
Number two is you cutting her nails.
Okay. This scenario is what prompted me to come up with the idea of doing a Parenting Fails podcast. I was cutting her nails with little baby nail trimmers.
Mm-hmm. Like the actual clippers.
The clippers.
Yeah.
And guess what happened next?
I know, I was there.
I snipped a piece of her finger off.
Poor baby.
Oh, man, she cried.
And we waited till she was having her bottle, so her hands were still.
Here's what we do. We take care of her nails, because, you know, you guys know. If you don't have babies, their nails grow like crazy wildfire. It's nuts.
Why do they grow so fast?
I don't know.
Is it the breast milk?
Maybe ours grow at the exact same rate, but I chew on mine, so I don't ever notice it.
Mm-hmm.
But her little nails grow so fast. So usually Angela's feeding her a bottle, and she gets kind of like milk drunk in a daze when she's sleepy at night, and that's when I take care of her nails. Well, let me just tell you, these nail clippers, they don't work good. I mean, they're sharp. They're sharp. But they don't work well.
No, they don't.
And also, it's dim lighting in
the room.
They're
sharp, but yet they're dull. It's really weird.
They're not dull.
The ones that I'm thinking of that had that angle?
Yes, they were angled weird. Maybe I should have looked up how to use them better. But we always use them in a dark room because, or dim room, I should say, because it's her bedtime. We're trying to get her to go to sleep and settle down. Well, I snipped off end of her, maybe it was her little ring finger or something.
Mm-hmm.
And of course she cried.
It was awful.
Surprisingly, it not too long.
No, it wasn't. I mean, she didn't scream or anything like I would have expected her to.
There was blood.
But there was a bottle in her mouth, to be fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was blood. I got hot. I started sweating. My heart started going. When you inflict that kind of pain on your own, like, 4-month-old baby,
mm-hmm.
it's an awful feeling.
It really is.
It's an awful feeling. But she survived. And I got to tell you, I have heard several people that have done that. Evidently, it's an easy thing to do.
I pretty much feel like every single parent has that story.
Well, my brother-in-law said, oh, yeah, we did that. You know, Kara got Brody's finger or something, and, you know, bleeding, bleeding, bleeding. So at least I'm not alone out there, and people listening might be nodding their heads right now going, uh-huh, I did it too.
I think that everybody has that story.
Let me tell you a quick story because it coincides with this. My mom was giving my dog a haircut when she was a puppy. I remember this. And my mom snipped off a piece of my dog's tail.
Aww.
I know. Blood everywhere. And I sort of remember it, sort of don't, but ask my mom about it. She's scarred from it. Now, of course, you know, that dog is no longer with us, but
I remember
it was her tail. She was wagging her tail. It was just blood all over the walls. It was crazy.
Aww. It happens. It really does.
Oh, man.
I remember that scenario happening when I was little with my mom, but it was the nails, cutting the dog nails, because they're really hard to cut. Dog nails are.
Well, they also have that little thing inside of them. It's like the nail grows all around.
Yeah, like it's like their nail bed.
Yeah.
Is like higher or something. It's really odd.
So that happened.
Yeah.
But from that, we found a new product. I think one of your blogger friends found this, right? And posted about it or something?
Yeah. So it's I'll actually link it on the blog. It's a nail file set for babies.
It's like a Dremel.
Yeah.
No, seriously. It's a Dremel.
It's battery operated.
It's a small, tiny baby pink Dremel.
And it comes with all different types of pads on there.
Well, yeah. The pads, you can get like, you know, it tells you the age because their nails are more soft. Like the younger they are and the, you know, of course, the older they get, the nails get more. So it comes with like 3, 4, 5 different grains, like rougher grains and then, you know, more of a fine grain. So right now I'm still using the fine grain. Let me tell you something. This little thing, it was like $15, maybe 30. I don't know. Maybe I'm a liar. But it wasn't crazy expensive and it is 100% worth it because you can get their little fingers, the skin, and it doesn't matter. It like wears off a little bit of the skin if you grind their skin. But honestly, they can't feel it because I tried it on myself and you can't feel it. It's just dead skin that it kind of grinds off.
Yeah.
It's like a little...
She never even like jerks her hand or anything.
No.
It's like, it's totally fine.
It's like a little manicure for her and it grinds her nails down and it buffs them. It was a lifesaver of a product.
It really is. I mean, it's just made that part of the week or whatever, because she basically does need her nails cut once a week. It's just made it a lot less stressful.
Yeah.
We just know that she's not going to get injured and she doesn't even notice that you're doing it.
Mm-mm.
Other than the sound she'll sometimes, or the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's another cool thing about the product. It's got a little tiny light on it. So mm-hmm. if you're in a dim room, it lights up the little area. So we learned something good from that. So
yeah,
I
sure.
call it a victory. It was terrible when I clipped her little finger, but it turned out great because now we've got a great product that works really good. Next on your list.
Next on my list is one that I've done and that you've yelled at me for.
Okay.
That's dropping my iPhone on her head.
All the time.
I haven't done that in a long time.
Well, you did it about
three
times when she was pregnant, when you were pregnant.
I dropped it on my belly a couple times, yeah.
And you could tell. I remember you telling me one time she freaked out inside your belly.
Yeah. It scared her. It scared her.
And that baby scares easily, though.
She does. She scares so easily. She's my child.
Yeah,
that's me.
I know.
I was loading the dishwasher yesterday and your sister came walking into the room and I jumped. And I think she thought that I was nuts.
I don't know what that deal. What is your deal with that? I don't know.
I just like I'm just jumpy, I guess. I don't really know.
So, okay. Now, when's the last time you did that now when she's born? Have you actually done it on her head while she's born?
Yeah.
You're nursing?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure I've done it since then, but the one time that I really remember doing it was...
And I got mad at you.
You did, because you were on the phone with me. You were still on Timeless, so she was still like less than 3 months old. I was in the parking lot of a Target and I was trying to nurse her before I got on the road to drive back home. And I'm in the back seat and I'm talking to you and I'm trying to get her to latch and I'm, you know, like all this, and I'm talking and I dropped the phone and it fell on her head.
Well, and you had your shoulder, I mean, like up against your ear. You know how people do that, right? You weren't holding it, were you? You were trying to like wedge it in between your ear and your shoulder.
I think so.
And I was like, what are you doing? Get off the phone with me.
We were trying to sort something out.
Well, she was already really upset. And I remember that. And I remember hearing it drop. And she just went nuts.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Not one of my finest mother moments.
No. And can you imagine, though, like if you dropped it on her little temple or the soft spot of her head? Ugh.
I know. I felt really, really bad about that. And I've been much more careful since then. I don't really feel like I've done that lately. Do you? I don't think I have.
No. It's been a while, I think.
Yeah. Next one is a twofold.
Oh boy.
It's choking.
Yeah.
So I had my first choking experience when she was probably about 3 weeks old, because I was home alone at night. It was late at night and she was fussy as all get out. And I gave her gripe water. She choked on gripe water. She turned purple or blue, couldn't breathe. It was awful, which I don't really know how that happens when it's just liquid when they start to turn colors like that. But she did.
Wrong pipe, I
guess. It was awful.
I wasn't there for that one.
Awful. No, I was home alone and it was the worst experience of my entire life. Like, imagine, like, but when imagine you going through that choking that you went through with her and being the home alone in the middle of the night, like bleary eyed and like,
you have a legit fear of choking.
I do.
Like legit.
I do.
Choking is like your dad chokes a lot.
Yeah.
You have a legit fear of throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's something with you and like swallowing and regurgitation or something that you truly have a phobia.
I do.
So that is your worst, absolute worst nightmare.
Yeah. I don't really know how to get over it either.
I don't know. Well, I made her choke one time and it is awful. It's awful. You feel so bad. They're so out of control. They don't know what to do. They don't know what's going on. It scares them. Oh, man. Well, here's what happened.
We're wrapping up, 3 weeks with family here?
Yep.
3 weeks. And in those 3 weeks, particularly this last week, we've been eating terrible.
Oh, my gosh. So bad.
I mean, like, I feel really bad about myself right now. So what I need to do is A, cleanse, and B, get my butt back in gear when it comes to fitness. And
yeah,
that is where PVolve comes in to the picture. So PVolve, if you don't know, is an online workout system, and it is awesome. So they have this prehab approach, which really helps us girls elongate and create lean muscles. So, you know, get that Pilates body. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, it's because typically, you know, if you're going to the gym, a lot of times you get stuck into that like bulk lifting. I mean, that's what guys do a lot of times. And your muscles,
they want to bulk up and get bigger.
Yeah. Your muscles grow because you're breaking down your muscles and they grow larger. But oftentimes girls don't
want
to do that.
Well,
I
don't want to get bigger.
Right. You tell me all the time, well, I don't want to like bulk up at all.
No.
You actually want to slim down, particularly.
I'm going to lean out.
You want to slim down your thighs, your butt area, your, you know, all
that. Yeah, for sure.
And this does it.
So I know I've talked about before that I have like this issue with the numbness going on. And it turns out that I actually have a tilted pelvis, like not tilted in that it's tilted back, but it's actually turned inward. So the prehab approach actually helps focus on stretching and opening up the hips, which is going to really help not only kind of like help how I feel, but make me look better along the way.
Yeah. And it's got this equipment that was invented specifically for this. It's called the P-ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this weird thing. It's like a ball that straps around your...
It's like
your,
one of the squishy balls.
Straps around your legs.
Yeah.
And it goes up like into your crotch. It's really weird and sort of awkward at first because I tried it, but man, does it work. And it really helps like focus in on those core groups of muscles.
Oh my gosh. So like when you're doing a squat, you know, you can feel it in certain parts of your legs. You strap on the P-ball and you feel that squat in different areas that you didn't know existed.
Yeah.
So you're really working on thinning out that the inner thighs, like getting that thigh gap that everybody talks about wanting. That's a way to help achieve that, basically.
Yep. So our Hello Baby listeners can actually get 30 days free streaming if they go to pvolve.com/baby.
That's pvolve.com/baby.
pvolve.com/baby. So she was, how
this
old was she?
This is when she had her cold, I thought, isn't it?
Was it? It was just then?
I think it was.
Oh, gosh. Just a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
No, I feel like it was at something else, like teething time. We thought she was teething. And
I don't know.
Or after shots. It was after shots.
Maybe it was
the
after
first
shots.
Time.
Yeah. Maybe it was her 4 month shots.
Yeah. So we have a little Tylenol syringe where you suck the Tylenol in and then you squirt the Tylenol into her mouth. Well, I had laid her down on the changing table, like completely flat, and basically tried to squirt all of it in her mouth. And it was like three milliliters.
Whatever the doctor told us to give her.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not that much. But for a baby who's got a tiny little mouth, I guess it is. Yeah. And I didn't think about it. I wasn't like, I don't know. It's not that much to me, but I guess in relation now, thinking about it, it is. So I squirted it in her mouth when she's lying down. And of course she choked on it. I think she was crying at the time.
Yeah.
So, and she choked. It was awful. We sat her up. We were like, come on, baby. Breathe, baby. Breathe, baby. It was awful. But here's what we learned from that. Number one.
For future reference,
because we've had to give her Tylenol a couple times now since.
Yeah.
So what we learned is A, don't lie her down completely flat. That's a no-no.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't drink completely flat. She's not used to eating completely flat.
Right.
So prop her up a little bit.
Yeah.
Number two, do little tiny squirts at a time. Even though it's 3 milliliters and not that much fluid, break it up into about 4 or 5 different squirts. So that helps. Also, give her the medicine either in her bottle or while she's drinking, put a little bit of Tylenol in her mouth. And then what we did actually is we like jammed the bottle right back in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
We put a little Tylenol, put the bottle right back in.
Yeah.
Pulled it out, little Tylenol right back in. Because she's swallowing already. She's used to swallowing. She knows there's liquid that's gonna be in her mouth and that she needs to swallow. And she's already physically doing that. She's already in the mindset of drinking fluid.
Right.
Whereas if she's not, she's crying and it's a surprise, you know, that's what happened. I think it went down the wrong pipe.
I personally think that the best option to do it is to put it in a bottle and mix a little bit of breast milk in there with it.
If they'll drink that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Otherwise, you just kind of shoot it like just in the little corner of her mouth there.
She will drink it, though. I think they will because it's an interesting, different flavor.
Yeah, we have used, we've used cherry, I think. I think we've used grape as well.
Yeah.
And she likes both of them, I guess.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Moving on to the next fail.
Yes. Okay, so I am hopping right now onto our Instagram account, which, by the way.
Oh, we're going to hear from fans?
Yeah. That's
nice.
Okay. Yeah, that was our top 4.
That's not many fails from us.
Well, that was our top 4. Do you have another one to round it off to 5?
I mean, I really don't. I feel like it's a fail when we wait too long or we forget about her diaper or something that's been like dirty, not like soiled, but I just mean like pee-pee. if we like let it sit too long or we've been out and about and we haven't had a chance to change it, I feel so bad. We come home and the poor little thing has got all these diaper indentations and you know, like how let's just say you kept a wet bathing suit on for a while and it causes your little skin to kind of like puff up a little bit and also cause all these indentations. That's what it does. I always feel so bad. She's like sitting in her own pee.
Yeah.
That's happened a couple of times.
That's not really a parenting fail. That's just like real life.
Well, it feels like a fail because I feel like we should have changed her diaper sooner. You know?
Yeah, I guess
so. But sometimes you're on the road or something and you're by yourself and you got to get home and whatever.
Yeah.
It's not a bad one. Fails are when you chop off your kid's finger with a nail clipper. That's a fail.
Or drop a phone on their head. That's a fail too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I've actually got one right here.
Okay.
This one comes from our Hello Baby podcast Instagram DM, Erica Kylo May.
Okay.
I think. Sorry if I butchered the name. Okay. She says, oh my gosh, I have so many. She says, my biggest mom fail is when my then kindergartner had a storybook character parade at school and dressed up as her favorite character, Pinkalicious. When I say dressed up, I mean her face and hair were pink. She was fully decked out with pink boots, pink tutu, pink boa, everything pink, head to toe. Not to mention, she was sprayed down with glitter. I dropped her off in the car line and waved goodbye and thought, yes, I deserve Mom of the Year for this, only to receive a call from her school to inform me that the parade was the next day.
Oh, no.
I had to go pick her up and take her home to shower and change because she was so embarrassed.
Aww.
You know what? A for effort, Erica.
I mean, that's a good mom. Like, glitter and all?
Good mom. Yeah.
That happens, you know?
All right, we've got another story here. And for this one, we've got a very special guest.
Live from the studio.
And she's been known to be called my sister, mi hermosa. I don't know if that's right. I don't know if the pronunciation is right.
Isn't it la?
Well, I don't know, because it's me, and I'm a male. Look, anyway, she's got a great parenting fail, don't you, Kara?
Yep. You're going to tell everybody about it.
And it just happened, I would say, about, 3 days ago, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was, 3 days ago?
No, oh, yeah. Coming back from San Diego. Comic-Con.
Let's set the stage. Mm-hmm. It's, what do you say, about 9:30 at night?
Yeah, we had a last-minute decision to head home from Comic-Con.
We were in Comic-Con. We're doing, I had a Clone Wars panel down there. We're driving home.
Mm-hmm. Caravanning.
And, yeah. Now, what was going on? Why did you... There was a medication given. Why was this medication given?
Mm-hmm. So my children have been pukers since day one.
What do you mean by pukers? What do you mean? They puke all the time, or just like they get sick a lot, or what's the deal?
As babies, they always had acid reflux. More than that.
You would call it more than colic.
Oh, yes.
Isn't colic like that's the real deal? That's when they're puking all the time.
I think that's just the little tummy aches that make them cry. This was full. You're saying like rivers
level,
of
like level up.
They
of
had milk. Colic and acid reflux.
Rivers
combined.
Of milk.
Rivers
and
of milk.
Naked babies for 9 months because we got tired of changing clothes.
All right. Okay. So they've had a puke issue all their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, do they get dizzy or what makes them puke?
We've heard headaches.
Okay.
We've
that's sad.
Heard nausea.
They're 9 years old now.
Correct. Is it evenly distributed, the puke, or is it one more than the other?
It seems to be evenly distributed. Hmm.
Now, Kara, I have, they're twin nephews. Kara's got twins. And it's evenly distributed puke.
It is. We have photo evidence.
That is unbelievable.
You have photo evidence of the evenly distributed puke?
Well, good
puke.
Thing
hey,
this
yes,
is not a visual.
Check my Facebook.
This ain't no visual podcast, so we'll keep that out of here. Okay, so you're coming back from Comic-Con, and they're known to be pukers, so you give them what?
We give them Dramamine 2 because we had run out of Dramamine 1. We had come prepared for this trip. We had the motion sickness C-bands. We had the vomit bags. And we had plenty of Dramamine 1. But since this was a last-minute departure, we had run out of the Dramamine 1 and pulled out my stash of Dramamine 2.
This is the first time I've ever even heard Dramamine in different
yes.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize sequences. There was a different... Well, I didn't realize that Dramamine 2 is actually a different medication.
I had
Dramamine.
No... I've never even heard of one or two. I just knew Dramamine.
I had not either.
Different active ingredient.
Now, Kara, what are you not supposed to give kids?
Dramamine 2.
What did you give your kids?
That would be Dramamine 2.
So, what did it do to your kids?
As we mentioned, there's vomiting involved.
So it did exactly what you medicated them not to do.
Correct. All the side effects that could have happened did.
Let's stop beating around the bush. You poisoned your kids.
I did.
You poisoned my nephews.
Yes.
And just in time for the parenting fails episode. Just in time.
Wah, wah.
And they both puked.
Many times so over
you,
again.
You actually did exactly the opposite of what you were trying to not do by
correct.
Poisoning them.
Who has side effects that mimic the exact symptoms you're trying to get rid of?
And let me just say, I'm not... Well, look. First of all, again, blanket statement here. They're good. They're fine. They're out playing
they're
in the
alive.
Pool right now. They're alive. They're
woke up fine the next day.
They were
perfectly fine.
It was just
a momentary thing.
Hours later.
But you did end up having to make an emergency phone call.
I did. I called poison control.
You literally did. No, I wasn't kidding when I said you poisoned your kids. You called poison control.
I did call poison control. My nurse line wasn't open.
Did poison control kind of reprimand you?
No, they were very sweet about it. But I think that they didn't know I gave the two.
Do you think that all the poison control, like, people at the cubicles were like, they like knocked the microphone away and they go, oh, you got to get a load of this one.
This lady over here.
Put you on hold and they're like, oh,
mother of the year.
This girl just poisoned her kids with Dramamine.
Yeah, didn't she read the label?
No, they should be okay. No, they're good.
Let me check the dosage. Give me one moment.
So what was the outcome with poison control?
Well, she quoted me for Dramamine 1. I don't think she knew that I was giving them the poison stuff.
So she said, though.
But you only gave them a half dose.
Yeah, I did.
I did have it. I was trying to be a good mom.
She said that the dosage was so low that it was not going to hurt them.
That's what she said. But we were speaking of two different Dramamines, so.
Were you afraid to admit it was Dramamine too?
I didn't mention the two part.
So you called poison control and asked them if you poisoned them with a medication that you didn't even tell them what the real medication was.
Because I knew what the back said.
That didn't.
Don't
feed
your children
like
Dramamine too.
Productive phone call.
No.
Well, thanks for sharing your story.
Yep.
We really appreciate it. It makes me feel a whole lot better about anything I might have done. So,
or will do.
Yeah. Or well, look, I'm sure there's going to be plenty.
There will be. There will be.
That's one of many
Just
stories.
You wait.
Well, thanks for coming on and bearing your soul.
Yeah.
and sharing that story. We really appreciate it.
You got it.
All right, Kara Day, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! All right, next up, Angela, what do you got for me?
All right, we've got a special listener by the name of Christine. And this was what she sent us via DM. Says, this is actually my dad's parenting fail. It's too good not to share. When I was a baby, he was changing my diaper in the middle of the night. Next morning when my mom came in, there was poop everywhere, all over me, the crib, the wall. Apparently my dad forgot to actually put the diaper back on me.
I get it.
You know, like in that.
Sorry,
that...
I'm eating cake. Look, I get it. If it's 3 a.m., you got to change your kid. You're woozy. You might have taken, I don't know, an Ativan, maybe. Or a Tylenol PM.
Yeah.
You're woozy. You don't know what's going on. It's hard to put on a diaper. Maybe he tried. Maybe he just gave up on the diaper.
He might have.
Because it's the middle of the night.
I feel like a common one that I'm seeing here that people are sending in is getting peed on, which I like, feel like that's a
well,
parenting fail.
Well, that's not a parenting fail.
No.
That's what kids do.
I mean, you've been peed on. I've been peed on.
I've been peed on. I don't feel like I failed. She failed for not holding it.
Or the diaper failed.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Well, she didn't have a diaper on. And I was running the bath water. So the poor thing heard the water running. All right. Let's move on to the next one. All right. We got one here on Hello Baby Podcast Instagram DMs from Morgan Taylor Olson. She says, so when my second daughter was a week old, I asked my husband, hand me my iPhone. And what does he do? He tosses it to me and hits my 1 week old in the head while I was holding her on the couch. She's now 10 months old and she's perfect. I texted him asking if we had any parent fails and all of them were coming from him. Oh, first of all, Morgan, that's just mean. Second of all, that's pretty funny, actually. I could totally see that happening between you and I.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we've already talked about me dropping the phone on her head.
Who would be the tosser and who would be the catcher?
You'd toss and I would miss the catch.
But whose fault would it be then? My fault for tossing or your fault for missing? Because she's definitely blaming her husband.
I think it depends on the situation, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's funny. Love it. Thanks for writing in. You got another one, baby?
I do. This one is from Anne. It says, parenting fails. Toddler wanders off during the last day of vacation. Returned by neighbor before we realized he was gone.
Oh, man.
Did I mention it was a beachfront property?
Oh, my gosh.
Hashtag fail.
Yeah, I'd say that's a parent fail.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's pretty funny.
That's a good one. Or a bad one. Depends on how you look at it, right?
Yeah, right.
Yikes.
All right, so you've got one more fail, and this was your mom's fail?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Yeah. She accidentally slammed my hand into the sliding door of the minivan.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember it happening.
Oh, yeah. How old were you?
I would guess like 5 or 6. Maybe 4. Between 4 and 6.
What, did it break your hand?
No. The weird thing is that my hand was so small that it perfectly fit into the grooves. So it didn't even hurt me. But I screamed and cried because I was scared. But like my little hand was so tiny that it didn't catch my hand somehow.
Yeah, I do know that I think my mom has slammed my head into the wall before.
Oh yeah, she has.
I feel like I specifically remember someone carrying me. I don't know if my mom or my dad. I feel like I was sick, and you know what? Maybe it was my dad when I had appendicitis. Here, this is a dual fail. I'm pretty sure my dad might have been carrying me. I was 15, freshman in high school, appendicitis. Didn't realize I had appendicitis at the time, but I was like doubled over in pain. I think I'd fallen asleep in my mom's room or something. I was hanging out in there, you know, just basically trying to put up with the pain. And my dad, I think, carried me into my room maybe and bashed my head on the on the door sill. I know that same night, my mom, I think, had come in to stay with me in my room that night because I was feeling so sick and in so much pain. And I do know that my mom told me to go back to sleep. I had like woke her up or something. I was tossing and turning. And I think I was keeping her from sleeping. And she told me to go to sleep. And then like 2 hours later, we were in the hospital. I was getting my appendix out. And I would not eat a slushie. Still to this day, I'll eat a slushie. But like, I don't want a slushie. I would not eat a slushie for about 12 years. The reason is because it was after a baseball game. And after the baseball game, I had a slushie, an ice cone. What do you call those?
A slushie, I guess, right?
No, I think it was a cone, a snow cone.
Oh, a snow cone,
Snow cone, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I meant. I would not have a snow cone because I had eaten a snow cone right after the baseball game. And on the way home, I started to not feel good. Of course, it had nothing to do with the snow cone, but you know that happens. I got sick off oysters one time, and I don't even know if it was the oysters, but I won't eat them again. And I was like, I was high on oysters. I liked them there for a while. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. They always grossed me out.
Well,
they were your jam. And you didn't even get sick on them. You never even puked.
Oh, man. It was just like, but it was days of like.
Of nausea.
Of
yeah.
just pain and nausea. And yeah. Like, oh.
Yeah.
And then I got so weak and shaky, and it's just bad.
I don't think I've ever eaten a snow cone before in my life anyways. Like, they just don't look appealing to me. It's shaved ice with, like, fake flavor on it. Like, there's nothing appealing about that
it's
to me.
It's not good. You'd be much better off doing, like, an icy or a Slurpee, you know, like a Coke icy.
I like the Coke icies, but that's it.
Oh, man, that sounds great. Like a blue raspberry.
Gross.
Or a cherry.
Gross.
Like real smooth icy from the
gross
movie theater.
Nah.
No, but I get your drift with that ice cream cone, with that snow cone. It's just shaved ice with
nothing appealing.
Fake banana flavor in it or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's about it. We could come up with a few other ones that we've probably done.
Oh,
but,
I definitely could think of some that happened.
I think we've shared
between me and my parents.
Maybe I'm sure we'll end up doing a part two. We're going to end up doing a lot more fails.
Yeah, especially as we accumulate them throughout the years.
Well, that's what I mean. Years, probably more like weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
That's true.
Hope you guys enjoyed this show, this episode, I should say. We'll be back next week for number 23. I can't remember what we have on the calendar for next week, but whatever it is, it's going to be fun. Hey, follow us over at Hello Baby Podcast on Instagram. Angela's handle's at Angela Lanter. My handle's at Matt Lanter. And hey, go over, rate, and review us on iTunes. We'd love it. We'd love you forever. We'll give you little virtual kisses.
What does that even mean?
Also, you know what? We're thinking about doing a video version of this podcast. We're thinking about it.
Yeah.
If that sounds something
popping
like you
that
would,
up on YouTube.
Yeah. If that sounds something that you would like to watch, see us as we're doing this podcast. I don't know. Let us know in the DMs or whatever on Insta. We're trying to get a
feel. Slide into the DMs.
Yeah, slide into our DMs. Trying to get a feel for what people want. Because we want to give the people what they want. All right. Deuces. We're out.
All right. Bye, guys.
See you next week.